We are back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, now joined by Hall of Famer Mike Quick, radio analyst, coming off a big win on Sunday.
That was big.
It was big, wasn't it?
That was big.
We're going to talk a little bit about that, but more about the Kansas City Chiefs in just a moment, okay? Mm-hmm. We also want to take a look first at the upcoming Eagles schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFLTicketExchange.com. Mike, it does not get any easier after this game. Back home for the opener in the NFC East, and then all the way back out to the West Coast. Yep. What is the wear and tear with travel? Is it real?
I think it's real, but you get used to it. This is what you do. This is what these guys signed up for. So you got to realize some schedules, some seasons, you're going to have some difficult situations, some taxing situations that you have to deal with. It's a part of the business.
Did the Giants to you, Mike, are they as bad as they looked on Sunday night against Dallas?
Their offensive line is bad. And when you don't have a good offensive line, you got some problems. The game is about the trenches. You know, the guys on the outside, the skilled guys, they get all the glory. But it's really about the big guys. And when you got good big guys, you got a chance.
So a win on Sunday in Kansas City would be so huge. With that, we take our first look at the Kansas City Chiefs, presented by Whip Flea. And the Chiefs coming off an extremely impressive victory against the New England Patriots. So I'll ask you this. Are they as good as they looked against New England?
See, when you play against the New England Patriots and you beat them, everyone's going to talk about how great that team is because it's the New England Patriots. It's Tom Brady, and they gave him a lot of problems. So I don't know if they are as good as they looked against the Patriots, but I think all the teams early in the season, especially the first quarter of the season, you're starting to feel out teams, starting to figure out who they are. I don't know if they are as good as we saw against the Patriots. I think it's still the filling out process for a lot of these teams.
It's Andy Reid as the head coach. It's Matt Nagy, who coached here in Philadelphia, formerly University of Delaware. Bob Sutton, the veteran defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. So we kind of have a sense of what to expect from a game plan standpoint.
Yes.
From a personnel standpoint, Mike, as we get into that, some very difficult matchups. We begin at cornerback, the Eagles minus Ronald Darby, which means their most athletic, fastest cornerback off the field.
Right.
And, oh, by the way, the Chiefs have a burner in Tyreek Hill.
He's unbelievable. You know, his ability to get down the field, his ability to create big plays, it's scary. And he sent notice to the entire National Football League with that big play that he had down the sideline in that first game. One of the fastest guys. He may be even the fastest guy in the National Football League. And making the transition from being a running back to being a wide receiver has been pretty smooth for this young man. And he's going to be a killer for a long time in this league.
So how do you counter speed? How do you slow down speed on the field? I know you can get physical.
You can do that.
But the Chiefs are going to move him all over the place.
And they have to move him around because you don't want him to be a standing target. But for the Eagles, most times, Dave, you're going to see a guy, the safety, over the top. And when Tyreek Hill starts to get vertical, you better start running right now. You can't wait for him to get close to you because if he gets close to you, he's going to go by you.
The other great offensive weapon, at least experienced offensive weapon, Travis Kelce, yes, the brother of.
Yep.
Tight end who is really athletic, very sure hands, also a physical player. Now, the Eagles did a really nice job on Sunday against the Washington Redskins' Jordan Reed. Mm-hmm. Excellent job. Took him out of the game.
Yep.
Can they do that against Kelce?
This is one of the most dynamic tight ends in all of football, and Travis Kelce. They do a lot of things with him. They like to move him around the formation. Dave, I think this matchup, and it's for both sides, the linebackers, safeties for Kansas City versus the Eagles tight ends and the Eagles running backs, that's going to be the matchup. And vice versa, when you look at the other side, it's the same thing. The game, to me, is going to be focused on that area of the field, inside the numbers, working with the tight ends, working against the linebackers and safeties, running backs working against linebackers and safeties.
And that's a good segue, Mike, because the Eagles will look to take advantage of the absence of Eric Berry, the outstanding safety who goes down in game one, loss for the season.
Yep.
And now they go with Daniel Sorensen and Eric Murray, and honestly, I know nothing about either of these players.
Well, you know that they haven't played a lot of football in the National Football League. I think there's been one start between the two of them, and that is an area that you really have to start to focus on. And if Carson Wentz can get the proper protection and you work on those two young guys, I think that's a soft area in that defense.
You know, it was interesting seeing the Eagles throw the ball down the field against Washington. didn't connect to Torrey Smith, but you see the speed is there.
Yep.
Carson will find his range. Can the Eagles beat Kansas City vertically?
They have to take vertical shots. Because if you mentioned it, they didn't hit on those vertical shots, but what it does, it opens up the field for tight end Zach Ertz. Ertz caught eight balls. He was targeted eight times. He caught eight of those targets. It opens up the field for Nelson Aguilar. Hopefully, it'll start to open up running lanes for the running backs. You have to have a vertical presence because if you don't, the defense will start just to shrink down.
Mike, it's an offense here. Look, they're very similar, kind of mirror images. Yeah. The Chiefs are going to come out throwing the football.
Yeah.
The Eagles, we know, are going to come out throwing the football. But running the ball, look, the Chiefs did a great job on Thursday night. Kareem Hunt, the rookie from Toledo, outstanding rookie performance, debut in the NFL. The Eagles did not run the ball well against the Washington Redskins. So as you've looked through everything from Sunday, what needs to be better for the Eagles to have success on the ground?
I think a lot of times it's just sustaining blocks another fraction of a second. I think that was a big thing. There are a couple of missed assignments along the way, but for the most part, guys are in position, but sustaining blocks a little bit longer and a smarter cut maybe once or twice from the running backs, and the running game looks a lot different.
Alex Smith is the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, despite the fact that the Chiefs traded up in round one to select Patrick Mahomes from Texas Tech. And all Smith did in his debut this season, four touchdown passes, 360-plus yards, throwing the ball against the Patriots. Very mobile, a big headache for the Eagles. So it's number 11 on Kansas City's side, number 11 on Philadelphia's side. I like that matchup.
I like it. Both these quarterbacks are really dynamic, and you know, both have that ability to move in the pocket, to sense pressure, sense problems in the pocket, and create things. This is a really good quarterback matchup that we're going to have on Sunday.
It's also a really good matchup at the line of scrimmage. Can the Eagles block Justin Houston and the pressure from the Kansas City Chiefs? And can the Chiefs keep out a front that just dominated against Washington?
Well, then the Chiefs are going to bring pressure. So the Eagles have to be smart. They have to make sure that everyone's on the same page. They're recognizing where the pressure's coming from. They're picking it up. They're being smart with the football. And I think that just like in last week's game with Jim Schwartz, I think he has to bring pressure. You can't let Alex Smith sit back there comfortably without getting some hits on him, without moving him off of his spot. If you don't do that at least some to make him uncomfortable, you're going to have problems.
So a pair of teams that won their openers in 2017 play on Sunday at the very loud and raucous Arrowhead Stadium. That is our first look at the Kansas City Chiefs presented by Whip Flea. When we return here, we've got a little bit to go. Actually, we do have a little bit to go here, right? We've got a really good look, a progress report look, Mike and Ike in the other studio. On Jalen Mills, Eagles' second-year cornerback, had a terrific game against Washington. Can he keep it up and be the lead cornerback for the Eagles with the absence of Ronald Darby?